and it had cost $3 billion. Rough as it was, however, its completion was a milestone in the history of science. A rough map is far better than no map at all. Scientists began to compare the human genome to the genomes of other species in order to learn on a molecular level how we evolved from common ancestors. They could examine the 20,000-odd genes that encode human proteins, one at a time, to learn about how they helped make a human and how they helped make us sick. In 2001, Grace and I couldn't expect to see the genome of our child, to examine in fine detail how our DNA combined into a new person. We might as well have imagined buying a nuclear submarine. Instead, our genetics counselor performed a kind of verbal genome sequencing. She asked us about our families. The stories we told her gave her hints about whether mutations lurked in our chromosomes that might mix into dangerous possibilities in our child. Grace's story was quick, Irish through and through. Her ancestors had arrived in the United States in the early 20th century, from Galway on one side, Kerry and Derry on the other. My story, as far as I understood it, was a muddle. My father was Jewish, and his family had come from Eastern Europe in the late 1800s. Since Zimmer was German, I assumed he must have some German ancestry, too. My mother's family was mostly English, with some German mixed in, and possibly some Irish. Although a bizarre family story clattered down through the generations that our